بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تنايس ترابي One of the ayahs that we recited was regarding Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun in the time that Fir'aun gathered all his magicians to compete with Musa alayhi salam. And when they asked Fir'aun, what is the gift that you will give us if we win the competition, in other words competing with them? And they were called the biggest magician, Jadugar. So Fir'aun said, there's nothing, because you'll be most closest to me. Now to get close to him is something to show that there's nothing more closer than that. So Mahazar said on that if a person gets closer to Allah Ta'ala, then the whole world becomes nothing to him. When that person becomes close to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then what else he wants? Then nothing he wants, and the world is of no value to him at all, because he got Allah Ta'ala with him. However, the magician came to Musa alayhi salam, why don't you start? He said, no, you all start. There too Mahazar said, show how much of humility Nabi has in him. One is to claim. If he started, that means it's a claim there. And a claim is a smell of pride also. The person claim is going to spite. So it was your start. But no, when the time they took it, snakes all came out from the sticks. So what happened? Musa al-Sam got frightened. It's a normal thing. There's not many defect in his his prophethood. But if you hear we are sitting on lion, come what will happen to us? We are also frightened. It's normal. Khuda na kare, when snake come, what happens? You look at it. So it's normal that a person will get that condition. That does not mean he's got a defect in him. It's normal. Allah says, La tafak, do not forget, do not fright. The moment Allah says, do not fright, he became very strong. Showing us that Allah Ta'ala, we got Allah Ta'ala with us, it must become strong. However, to cut it short, that stick of his turned into a big, very big creature. And he began to eat all others. Now when the magician saw that, they said, this is not jadu. Can never be jadu. This is something else. Because they were so tough jadu at that time, that they realized that this is not something got to do with jadu, this is something else. And the moment they said something else, they accepted Islam. Fir'aun could not see that. He could not see that. And he wanted to punish them. Hazrat said, look at the iman they reached at that point, they called Kamil iman, perfect iman, that they prepared to get punished, but they won't leave it. They only the fold of Islam. So how quickly in one instant the iman became so perfect. Musa alayhi salam asked Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, how come that these people came to compete with me and you gave him diet? Say, oh Musa, you did not see what they were wearing. They were wearing the same clothing like yours. They imitated you. So when they imitated you, I felt raham for them. That look, they imitated my Nabi. So that's why I gave him the diet. So Mahazrat was saying this, but that if that was imitating of Musa alayhi salam, so if we also imitate the Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how much Allah will have mercy for us? So in other words, we must also like to, whatever clothing that we wear, it must be according to the Sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you must think we're imitating him. we haven't got anything by us. But this clothing itself will take away to Jannat. Merely just making ourselves like the clothing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, that was one point that was read tonight. Then also, when after Fir'aun saw this, whatever happened, it did not change him by any way. He did not become sober only when he can. Pride came more into him. He became more, he had more pride in him, more arrogance. He became more oppressed to the people too. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them in this way. They sent about very severe storms. The punishment of storms of that kind, that everything was whatever vegetation and all was finished. Then another punishment came, was locusts came in that place. So much of locusts now, so much of locusts. That punishment from Allah ta'ala, that took away all whatever food, whatever it was there. And the third word punishment was this, but the frogs, Allah ta'ala, so many frogs came, that was all, like they were overpowering them all the time, the frogs. And that was the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them. And then after we know how Fir'aun was drowned in the sea, that we know this month that when Musa alayhi salam was told to go away, when he was going away, and he came by the sea, now the water was there, he had the asa with him. Allah gave him that asa could do a lot of miracles with the permission of Allah. He just put in the water, that road was made for him. And the moment the road was made for him, he and his people were going past. While they were walking past and coming to the end, Fir'aun with his enemies, with his army was coming, and he saw the road was open, let's go also. And then when they went, that was the time they were drowned. And at the time when Fir'aun was in the water and was getting drowned, at that time he wanted to say the kalima. But that time it was kalima not accepted, but Jibreel was very, very worried that he must not say the kalima, and he put some sand in his mouth that he must not say kalima at all. Because he was enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because even shaitan did not say Allah, but Fir'aun said higher than Allah. So just imagine what was the outcome of this thing here. So Musa alayhi salam, that's how he took his people away, and thereafter he went to Quwetur and Allah ta'ala gave him nubuwwah. He gave him whatever will happen. But just to show you that when you become Allah ta'ala's and you imitate Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how much close Allah ta'ala brings you with you. So we must make dua to Allah ta'ala, that we must try to imitate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every way of our life, so that we in the day of Qiyamah we were with him, and also in Jannat we'll be with him, inshaAllah ta'ala. Wa akhu da'un alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wa l'aqibat al taqeen wa salatu wa salam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وعجلنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك.